Welcome to episode 70 of the Farm Exec podcast. I'm Elaine Quilici, senior editor of Farm Exec magazine and your podcast host. Farm Exec magazine is a multimedia publishing brand that brings you the latest commercial insights for the C-suite. On this week's episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with Crystal Buntemeyer, president of Score Marketing, and Bharat Mehta, co-founder of PharmaCompass. Crystal and Bharat talk about how the two companies collaborated to develop Pipeline Prospector, a new online tool that provides executives with free industry deal and pipeline data. Let's take a quick break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Crystal and Bharat.
What if you had limitless access to customer insights, accelerated timelines, and set fees? At True Serum Network, we're fueled by connections in virtually every area of healthcare as part of MJH Life Sciences. The result? Audience-fed creative and more powerful content in less time. True Serum Network, releasing what's real. Find out more at TrueSerumNTWK.com.
Hello, podcasters. I'll be interviewing Crystal Buntemeyer, president of Score Marketing, and Bharat Mehta, co-founder of PharmaCompass. Crystal and Bharat are here to discuss a new free online tool called Pipeline Prospector, which they recently launched in collaboration. The tool aims to provide pharma executives with industry data, including deal and pipeline information, to help them make more informed decisions. Thanks for joining us today, Crystal and Bharat.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
So Crystal, why did you develop this tool with PharmaCompass and how can it help pharmaceutical executives?
Pipeline Prospector was developed as a free access platform. And I want to mention that up front as I get into why it was developed. It is a platform to get information on drugs in clinical development currently. And the reason it was created is really as a result out of many discussions that both Bharat and I had with our customers and colleagues within the industry about the need for affordable information on drugs and deals in development. So we wanted to provide a solution to that need we were hearing over and over again. You know, through the platform, executives and professionals are able to gain access to information on where drugs are in development and specifics in terms of therapeutic areas and the pipeline therapeutically, as well as geographically, and really provide comprehensive information on the company developing the drug, as well as the development. And it therefore gives trends as to where R&D is heading overall. We see it as an invaluable tool for marketers and business development professionals to help develop strategies and identify where there's growth opportunities based on what the data is showing.
So how does your product compare to other tools offered by other companies?
Well, like Crystal said, our platform is free access. And a second differentiator is that we focus on drugs and companies that have announced recent financial deals or have received recent approvals or published noteworthy development updates. Now, one of the benefits of being a free access platform is that it allows for greater accuracy. Companies that have their data published on our platform can come in and scrutinize what we have uploaded. This, along with catering to a wider audience, helps us ensure that our information is up to date and accurate. The other big differentiator is that we actually focus on companies that have recently announced approval or development updates, which makes the information on our platform a lot more actionable. It's different from other databases which have a lot of drugs, but that have not recently been very active.
So how do you offer the tool for free?
Pipeline Prospector is hosted on PharmaCompass, and PharmaCompass is a free access database as well, which Bharat shared with me, and certainly, you know, jump in here, Bharat, but shared with me that over the past 12 months, PharmaCompass has received over 2 million unique visitors who are spending about 3.5 minutes per visit. So they're engaged. And PharmaCompass has offered this information to the industry for the past 5 years and has been able to offset the access with advertising. And so Pipeline Prospector really built off of that model, if you will, and was an extension. So it offers the same opportunities where companies can advertise their organizations to grow digital visibility at the same time that this information is available. So that's really that combination is what allows us to offer the data insights for free.
Who's included in the database, and you know, where do you get the information that you collect?
Elaine, since the beginning of the year, we've had a team of pharmacists that have been reviewing news across all media outlets on a daily basis, and they've been extracting out any information on financial deals, new drug approvals, or development updates. And then we categorize this information that we received based on the type of drug that the company is working on, the therapeutic area, the mechanism of action, the clinical development phase, et cetera. And what's happened has grown in terms of visibility and traction. Now companies have actually been reaching out to us to proactively request us to update their information as we started becoming a credible media outlet source for them to provide us with additional information.
So you had this in development before COVID hit, but launched amid the pandemic. How did your launch plans change? And did the mission of your tool change at all as a result of COVID?
That's a great question, Elaine, because COVID certainly increased the amount of development activity that we witnessed, as in the second quarter of the year, with so many clinical developments underway for COVID, we had a twofold increase in the amount of information that we had to upload on our platform. At the same time, a lot of the clinical trial databases like clinicaltrials.gov or WHO's own database, they actually revised the access policies. So before the pandemic hit, we were planning on integrating clinical trials into our platform by the middle towards the end of the summer. But now we're just waiting for things to stabilize a little bit, and we'd probably do that in the coming year.
You know, throughout COVID, I think the industry had an increase in collaborative efforts throughout pharma. Do you think COVID made your tool more relevant in this respect?
Certainly, it certainly has. The pharma industry has historically operated as an alliance of multiple companies collaborating together to get a drug to market, right? The flurry of development activity created by the pandemic has resulted in a need for drug developers to connect with companies that have the capacity available to materialize these projects, as well as the capability. And so, you know, this really helps put that in their hands and make those connections, which are even, you know, more critical in the massive activity going on. Also, with travel restrictions preventing companies from visiting trade shows, you know, Pipeline Prospector is a single source to get the strategic insight that they need about companies and about their pipelines in a virtual format. And I think that all businesses can attest to having to find creative new ways to make those connections, gain those insights, and unfortunately in a virtual way. So this gives a new, unique way to do that.
Thanks so much for being with us today, Crystal and Bharat. It's been a pleasure learning about this exciting new collaboration and how it can help keep executives up to date with what's going on in the industry.
Thank you, Elaine, for having us.
Thank you, Elaine. It's a real pleasure speaking with you.
What if you had limitless access to customer insights, accelerated timelines, and set fees? At True Serum Network, we're fueled by connections in virtually every area of healthcare as part of MJH Life Sciences. The result? Audience-fed creative and more powerful content in less time. True Serum Network, releasing what's real. Find out more at TrueSerumNTWK.com.
And now it's time for this week's leadership tips from Pharma Execs.
Hi, I'm Crystal Buntemeyer, president of Score Marketing, and my leadership tip is what I learned from observing some great leaders. I've had the opportunity to see firsthand in times where there's a low turn in business or even a crisis period such as this, that investing in a sound initiative or a concept that has to be focused on what your customer needs at that current time and that current environment, that investment pays off. And it feels like a risk you're taking, but keeping very focused on investing in a solution at a downtime and reaching out to those partners and advisors for new perspectives and really collaborate can facilitate some solutions that allow you to pivot and adapt quickly and make that investment.
Hi, I'm Bharat Mehta, co-founder of PharmaCompass.com. And my leadership tip comes from the world of chess, where the legendary grandmaster Garry Kasparov hosted a chess championship on the internet in 2005, which allowed humans to play with computers. And it brought in people from all walks of life, amateur chess players, grandmasters, supercomputers. And the winners, surprisingly, American amateur chess players operating with three ordinary PCs. This revealed the tremendous capacity of an effective human-computer team interaction. In the times that we live in today, with COVID having changed the way we do business, there's never been a better time, human ingenuity, to work with digital, big data, and artificial intelligence to achieve what was previously considered unattainable.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this week's Pharma Exec podcast. We are always pleased to take you behind the headlines, provide expert tips from industry leaders, and give you an inside look at what the Pharma Exec staff is working on. Remember, you can always find us on the web at pharmaexec.com, on Twitter at pharmaexec, on Instagram at pharmaexecutive, and on YouTube. The views expressed on this podcast do not reflect the views of Pharma Exec, its parent company, or our advertisers. For editorial questions, please email editorial director Lisa Henderson at lhenderson@mjhlifesciences.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please email group publisher Todd Baker at tbaker@mjhlifesciences.com.